December 19, Justice Triumphant. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Revelation 20:12. As the artist takes on the polished glass a true picture of the human face, so the angels of God daily place upon the books of heaven an exact representation of the character of every human being. When we become children of God, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they remain there until the time of the investigative judgment. Then the name of every individual will be called and his record examined. If in that day it shall appear that all our wicked deeds have not been fully repented of, our names will be blotted from the Book of Life, and our sins will stand against us. Can we not understand that the most costly thing in the world is sin? It is at the expense of purity of conscience, at the cost of losing the favor of God and separating the soul from Him, and at last losing heaven. What a scene will be presented when the judgment shall sit and the book shall be opened to testify the salvation or the loss of all souls. It will require the unerring decision of one who has lived in humanity, loved humanity, given his life for humanity, to make the final appropriation of the rewards to the loyal righteous and the punishment of the disloyal and the unrighteous. The work of our salvation lies between God and our own souls. Though all nations are to pass in judgment before Him, yet He will examine the case of each individual with as close and searching scrutiny as if there were not another being on the earth. The judge of all the earth will render a just decision. He will not be bribed. He cannot be deceived. He who made man and whose are the worlds and all the treasures they contain, He it is who weighs character in the balance of eternal justice. Every individual has a soul to save or to lose. Each has a case pending at the bar of God. Each must face the great judge face to face.